It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Well, say good morning on this Veterans Day to Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing pretty good.
And we are going to salute all the veterans today
on this
11th day of November.
Yep, we're not saluting any specific veteran. We're saluting all veterans of all eras, of all times, and all branches. And
right.
Thank you all for your service.
Yes, thanks all of them, and thank you.
Well, thank you.
And a lot of ways you can do something nice for the veterans today. And one good way you can honor them is go to one of the programs around the area, and there are a lot of them.
Yes, there's a I'll be part of the MC at the Madison program starting in about an hour and a half here at 10:30 at the MMN School Auditorium.
I think you go in there a little early and get a, I think they got some coffee and rolls or something over
yes,
there.
Yes, provided by the Madison American Legion Post 158 and its auxiliary.
Right. It's always good. Socialize a little bit.
Absolutely.
All right. And who's the speaker over there at that one again?
Let's see, we have First Sergeant Dennis Coleman, Minnesota Army National Guard, retired.
All right. And I know Dawson has program and many others around the area.
Yeah, I believe First Sergeant Anthony Offit is
Tony
speaking
over there.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who's speaking at the high school.
Yeah, I've got that here somewhere. I'll dig that out here. But that's a 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Yep.
And I've got the Corderas and everything out there, and that's also open to the public.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, what do you have for us today? A lot of discounts and things for the veterans today.
Yeah, we're talking. I always compile a list of area promotions, and I always say, check before ordering or utilizing these promotions, because some of the information I have may not be accurate. And some of these places in the past have offered discounts, but I couldn't find anything as of for this year, but always check. For restaurants, we have Applebee's. There's locations in Watertown, Marshall, and Wilmer. Veterans and active duty military receive a free meal from a special menu. Buffalo Wild Wings, free small boneless or traditional wings and fries for all veterans or active duty service members, dine-in only, and a valid military ID is required for the redemption. Hy-Vee, which is going on now, veterans and active duty military members get a free breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. The Green Mill Restaurant and Bar, veterans and active duty military get a free meal on November 11th. Starbucks, free tall 12-ounce brewed coffee at participating stores. Little Caesars. I always like this one here. Veterans and active military members receive a free $5 hot and ready lunch combo from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That includes a four-piece deep dish pizza and a 20-ounce pop. You know, I like that one. Red Lobster. Veterans and active duty military and reservists get a free appetizer dessert from a select menu. Chipotle. Excellent burritos. Military appreciation, buy one, get one deal, and celebration of military service members around the country. Offers valid from open to close on Veterans Day. Red Robin, veterans and active duty military get a free tavern, double burger, and bottomless steak fries. I couldn't find anything on these two promotions, but in the past, Subway has offered a promotion, as well as a 1,000 Degrees Pizza. You know, 1,000 Degrees Pizza is
it's a hot pizza.
It's a good pizza, though.
Okay.
Yep.
Just let it cool off a little before you eat it.
Yep. Retail and online shopping promotions. Amazon, this one's awesome. November 6th through 11th, active duty veterans, National Guard, and Reserve personnel can sign up for a year of Amazon Prime membership for $79. It's a $40 discount. New and existing Prime members can take advantage of this promotion as well. The Buckle, which is a clothing store, military can save 10% off purchases year-round, plus get free shipping November 4th through the 18th with a minimum purchase of $129. Home Depot, 10% discount to all veterans on November 11th. They also offer this promotion year-round for active duty and retirees, but they've given it to veterans as well. So L.L. Bean, now through November 11th, active veteran retired reservist personnel get 25% off online and in stores. Kohl's, active and former military personnel, veterans and their families get a 30% off in-store discount November 7th through the 11th. Target, active duty military veterans reservists and their dependents can receive 10% discount on a purchase made in-store and online. Walgreens, veterans, military personnel and their families get 20% discount on eligible regular priced items November 8th through 11th in-store and with a Walgreens Balance Rewards card and proof of service. Verizon. This is a long list.
That's good.
Yeah. Can receive a one-year membership of Amazon Prime when they add a new line of service. Run from October 24th to December 2nd. In addition to year-round discounts and plans on and accessories. The Terry Redland Art Center. Small complimentary print November 8th through 11th to visitors. Must show ID. Runnings. Military, EMT, police, fire, men, women, retired, active, showing a military... valid ID, receive a 10% discount on regular price merchandise on Monday. Dollar General, 11% off in-store and online. In the past, Tractor Supply Company has offered a promotion. So if looking for something from there, ask before, assuming. Again, these are at participating locations. Check before ordering or utilizing this promotion. And one very close to home, free admission for veterans tonight at the Grand Theater in Madison. Just identify yourself as a veteran at the box office.
And Paul, just hand me another one here. The Dawson and Madison Dairy Queens want to say thanks to the vets and all active and retired armed service members. You can enjoy a free medium blizzard.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
So that's right here in Dawson or Madison. So
yeah.
There are probably some other local ones, too, we don't know about. So, kind of check around.
Yep. Always ask.
Yep. All right. Well, let's talk about our topic today here, Josh. Veterans are now able to access information through health records on their iPhones. That sounds pretty handy.
Yeah. Last week, there was a press release came out from the VA saying honor of Veterans Month this November. VA is rolling out a nationwide access for veterans for their VA health data alongside their health records from other health care providers in one place in the health records section of the health app for iPhone. Now patients will be able to see their financial information from various participating institutions, including VA, organized into one view covering allergies, conditions, immunizations, lab results, medications, procedures, and vitals, and will receive notifications when their data is updated. This capability was developed through VA's Veterans Health Application Programming Service, Veterans Health API, first revealed in February and has topped 2,000 users. The Veterans Health API allows private sector organizations to create and deploy innovative digital health applications that help veterans access their health records in new ways. Health records data is encrypted and protected with the user's iPhone password, Touch ID, or Face ID. Beyond this effort with Apple, VA plans to partner with other organizations to bring similar capabilities to other mobile platforms. So I'm sure this will be forthcoming with Android users and Google users or, other people that have smart devices.
Right. There are a lot of smart devices, so it takes a while to get them all on board, I would imagine. Yeah.
Was it Apple has a commercial now saying that there's more protected information on your iPhone than there is in your home?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep. Times are changing.
Yes.
All right.
Bob Dylan.
That's right.
More information on this, you can contact our office and, of course, the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number is?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We are closed today. It's a holiday.
About the rest of the courthouse, all offices
yes.
closed?
Yes, okay. All right. Offices are closed. Right. But we're open 8:30 to 4:30, and you'll reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Now, just looking here, we were talking about the program out of Lac Parle. The guest speaker out there is Captain Andrew Larson.
Okay.
As I said, the Cordair is going to be out there, and some other things going on. That's at 2 o'clock in the high school gym. And as we mentioned, program in Madison at 10:30 this morning. That'll be broadcast live here on Q92 if you can't make it over there. And another thing, too, we probably give a little plug to the Canadian-Vietnam Wall is over at the Redland Arts Center one more day today. And that'll be open for viewing from 9 to 5 today.
Yep. Oh, another plug. Dawson VFW Legion to honor Lac Parle County veterans with a Veterans Day recognition dinner. Dawson VFW Auxiliary and the Dawson Legion would like to invite and recognize all the Lac La Parle County veterans and veterans associated with Lac La Parle County and their spouses or significant other to a Veterans Appreciation Day dinner. The Veterans Day dinner will be held today with a social hour at 6 p.m. and dinner served at 6:30 at the Hilltop Bar and Grill on Highway 212 in Dawson. Also invited are the spouse and guest of any deceased veteran. The turkey is donated to the veterans by Jenny O Turkey Store in Dawson. Reservations are appreciated.
And they did remove the deadline, so if you're a veteran and you do want to get in on that, you can still give a call.
Yes, you can contact Larry at 320-769-2561 or Pat at 769-2369. If anyone else from the community wishes to attend the Veterans Day dinner, there will be a charge, though.
All right, just $10, I think. So
okay.
Yep. And flags at the Avenue of Flags are going to be taken down here in Madison at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So if you have a moment to spare, they could use some assistance
and
over there.
And some warm clothes.
That too. Okay.
It is a chilly day out.
All right, Josh. Well, I think we covered a lot of ground there for Veterans Day.
A lot of ground.
So as we said, do what you can to salute the veterans today. And we'll see you again on the radio next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benning, Lac La Parle Veterans Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.